You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
600 psychologists will be voting next week on a new offer to settle negotiations. And this is the third month of partial strikes, with psychologists not taking on new clients nor working overtime. I spoke to DHB psychologist Chris Murray on the strikes, on why there is a workplace crisis, the demands the union holds for the government, and the lack of respect given to psychologists in comparison to other medical professionals. I begin by asking Chris why DHB psychologists are striking.
Well, it's not something that we're doing lightly, or even doing with great willingness because of the impact on the people that we work with. But we're at a crisis point. You know, there's a major retention and recruitment crisis for psychologists in the DHBs at the moment. We're losing psychologists at a phenomenal rate, and we estimate that nationally about a third of psychology positions are currently unfilled. So that's, you know, that's a huge crisis point for us. And we've decided to take.
Why is there such an issue in terms of retention rates?
It's complicated, I think. One of the reasons is we have psychologists leaving to go to other, you know, other government departments like the Department of Corrections or ACC, and into private practice where they can earn, you know, at least between 15% to 20% more than they would earn in the DHBs. But alongside that, you know, it's really complex work. It feels like the work is becoming more and more complex, and the sheer volume of the New Zealand public coming through our services has increased dramatically over the years, and the workforce hasn't changed to suit. We haven't had psychologists added to the DHBs to suit the need.
What are some of the demands from the union, from DHB psychologists?
One is around pay parity. You know, pay parity with psychologists and other departments, other government departments. But also, you know, we want the government to address the understaffing issue. We wanted more psychologists in the DHBs to carry the workload. There's been an inability to in the DHBs to retain the senior and experienced psychologists due to poorer conditions. So we're wanting those conditions addressed also, you know, conditions around professional development and leadership opportunities within the DHBs.
How do you feel about currently the respect given to psychologists? Do you feel like there is undervaluing in comparison to other medical professionals?
Yes, we do. I mean, it was interesting. The government's taken, you know, a huge step in the direction of making mental health a priority for New Zealanders. Through the mental health inquiry and the wellness budget, but that's not being reflected in the way that I guess psychologists are being treated, and in the way that these negotiations have been treated.
How have the negotiations been so far?
Well, we entered bargaining in March, and our members, psychologists across the country, did not feel that the offers that were made by the DHBs were an improvement at all, or were addressing the, you know, the major crisis that I spoke about before. So, you know, we decided as a collective to strike at the end of July, and that's where we're at the moment.
Could you speak a little bit on the workplace crisis at the moment? What are some of the pressures that you feel currently in the workplace?
Just given the huge vacancies and I guess the short staffing and the understaffing crisis that we're experiencing, it puts major pressure on the psychologists that are left, and, you know, increases burnout. And I guess we're at a point where we're thinking that this is just going to get worse. You know, this crisis is.
Would it be fair to say that there's still an institutional bias or lack of respect towards mental health? That even though there's mental health inquiries, there's still a lack of focus or priority given to the professionals who are trying to help?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, it's hard to say. The wellness budget that came out from the government, you know, $1.9 billion of funding, you know, it's not really clear where that's going. And I know the government did mention that it's a complicated issue. But, you know, one of the one of the points made out of the Mental Health Inquiry was that access to talking therapies for New Zealanders was a priority, you know, with regards to mental health. And, you know, that's our core work, you know, that's our core skill set. And we don't really see those points being reflected in where the, I guess, where the budget's being allocated to, because we're not really seeing any of that in specialist mental health services. And we're actually not sure where that's even going at this point.
What role do psychologists play in terms of someone's mental health?
I mean, we're a part of the puzzle. You know, we, our mental health services have a variety of professionals, psychiatrists, nurses, occupational therapists, social workers, peer support workers. But, you know, in our minds, talking therapies is a huge part of that treatment. And the, you know, the huge retention and recruitment crisis means that people are waiting far too long to see a psychologist. You know, in some places, people are waiting up to a year to see a psychologist, and that's just not good enough.
Do you know how many young psychologists are coming through, or graduates are coming through into the workforce?
Well, I couldn't. Yeah, I'm not too sure if I could give you the specific number, but there aren't a lot of psychologists being trained each year. You know, that's, I guess that's another issue in terms of the training programs and, you know, possibly government funding into training more psychologists. I mean, that's something that would definitely help with probably the recruitment issue. But, you know, I guess, you know, even if we have new recruits coming through, there's still a gap for, you know, for supervision and for sort of senior and experienced psychologists.
On the other end of it, I guess you're talking a lot about professional development. So do we see a lot of psychologists moving up into senior leadership positions, or?
Not enough. Mm. And I mean, these were some of the issues that we've been raising in bargaining, is there doesn't seem to be a space or a pathway even for psychologists to be entering into those leadership opportunities. So that was something that we wanted, or we were wanting to address or create in the DHBs, some sort of pathway, you know, some sort of leadership pathway for psychologists to be moving into.
With all these strikes happening, what does this mean for the mental health system at the moment?
It's meant in some services that people have been impacted, you know, that there has been some impact on the treatments for the public. And as I said before, that's something that we, you know, where the strikes are something that we're not doing with a great degree of willingness, because we are aware of the impact on the people that we work with. However, you know, we've reached a point where, you know, if we don't do something now, this is going to be far, far worse in our minds.
What will we see coming up next, hopefully? What changes are you hoping for?
Well, we're hoping that the government takes this crisis seriously. You know, the DHBs actually have acknowledged, or the DHB representatives that have been part of our bargaining have acknowledged this workforce crisis for psychologists, and it really has come down to the government's unwillingness to acknowledge this as a problem worth addressing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.